Harry Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and I'll be taking you back on another tour of the 80s music scene over the course of the next hour. No special theme for tonight, so why don't we get things started with tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. On this day in 1978, Kate Bush's debut single reached number one in the UK and would remain there for the next 3 weeks. Name the single. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Wuthering Heights from her 1978 debut, The Kick Inside. The song was inspired by the Emily Bronte novel, but the story is that Miss Bush wrote the song in one night after watching the BBC miniseries in 1977. Kate Bush's record label, EMI, originally chose James and the Cold Gun as the lead single, but Bush insisted it should be Wuthering Heights. Sadly, the single never charted here in the U.S. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio, where I post the Squidpod 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s-related news throughout the week. I am monitoring WMFO's text messaging service live, so if you have any questions, comments, requests, feel free to text me over the course of the show at 781-350-3264. You can also reach out to me at any time by emailing me at squidpodradio@gmail.com.
Show unless you tell.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Kate Bush's first single, Wuthering Heights, which reached number one today in 1978. That's taken from her 1978 debut album, The Kick Inside. Atlantic Stars' When Love Calls followed. That's from their third album, Radiant. And closing the set was something from the UK post-disco trio Eye Level. Give Me was their first single, and it reached number 5 on the US R&B chart and number 11 on the US dance chart back in 1983. We'll start the next set with the 80s hair metal band of the week here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Thank you. before you die.
I'm something to see. I can't help myself. It's a new There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. The second set of tonight's show started with the 80s hair metal band of the week, John Butcher Axis. Maybe not technically a hair metal band, but here on the Squid Pod, we push the envelope every once in a while. Back in the early days of MTV, they were criticized for the lack of black artists featured in their rotation, but Boston's own John Butcher Axis, fronted by John Butcher, was one of the few on that list. Life Takes a Life, from their self-titled 1983 debut, was the track we heard and their video that made MTV's playlist back in 1983. As far as I can tell, only Prince's 1999 and Little Red Corvette, along with musical use Past the Dutchie and MJ's Billie Jean, were the only black artists receiving airplay at that time. Michael Jackson's and director John Landis' masterpiece music video Thriller wouldn't be released until later in 1983. So kudos to local legend John Butcher for making the list of the first black artists to make it into MTV's rotation. Duran Duran followed with New Religion from their 1982 release Rio. Calling America would be ELO's last top 40 hit for them. Orange Juice gave us Blue Boy, originally released in 1980. You are listening to Boston's best source for 80s music, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
West End Girls. can get any girl with a good rap. Rolling in a pimped out Lincoln, leaning to the side so it looks like he's singing into that leopard interior. This brother think every girl's inferior to his tongue, get a dumb girl bung, and she's selling more butt. Don't even get a cut of the money. His name is Sonny, and he know to play, and hope to God that he don't find a runaway that's looking to become a star. He'll have your butt in and out of every car, with every Ron and Rick giving up the land quick. Come short of the money, get your butt kicked. You don't like it, but you're still calling, huh? Last night, the sucker threw you in the trunk. You wanna leave, but Sonny start talking fast, and it make you wanna go and get more cash. He's getting rich, you was pissed, and it's like that. Ask yourself, who's the man? They wanna pump your gas, give you a sad story and you give them cash. You start macking and you're sucking, quick to say I'm down on my luck, and you give him a dollar or a quarter and he's on his way. Then you see a sorry butt the next day. Are you the one getting played like a sucker, or do you say get a job, mother?
Hey, yo.
Cause every day the story gets better. He's wearing dirty pants and a funky black sweater. He claims he wants to get something to eat, but every day you find yourself getting beat. He gets your money and he run across the street. Don't look both ways cause he's in a daze, and almost get his butt hit for the crack. Now ask yourself, who's the man? Who's the man? Is it that fool that's in the club accent? Have you ever been in a hot tub? I know the game, so I watch it unfold. When I see the boy pick to your earlobe, he's kicking drag and you crack a smile. When he tell you that he can go buck wild for a girl like you and make it feel good. You know it's drama, but it sound real good. He started dragging and hopefully he can start tagging the boots so he can keep bragging. He say, I'ma leave, baby, can you go with me? You wanna do it, but you're feeling like a HOE. You grab his hand, you leave and it's over. Cause the brother ain't nothing but a rover. You knew the game and you still ended up on your back. Now ask yourself, who's the man? Mackin' is a game and everybody's playing. And as long as you believe what they saying, consider them a M-A-C-K. And with no delay, they are gonna get all the play. But when it comes to me, say the drama for your mom. It's Ice Cube and you know that I'm a Mac in my own right when it comes to rhyme and rap. Cause all I do is kick facts, unlike Iceberg Slim and all of them be claiming P-I-M-P. No, I'm not going out that way. I'm just a straight up N-I-double-G-A. Next time you get over on a fool and you did your dirt like real smooth, thank Ice Cube for giving up the facts. And ask yourself, who's the man?
the sun comes down, they hit the streets. In the bars, they try to meet some other stranger. Ease the pain of living alone till it drives them insane. The woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks. Yeah, the woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks.
Thank you. have started our constant velocity accordion, which means we are conducting the sky crane, about to conduct the sky crane maneuver. Sky crane maneuver has started. About 20 meters off the surface.
We're getting signals from MRO.
Tango Delta.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I've been your host, Savoir Faire. Let's quickly run down what you've been listening to before we go. The re-recorded version of Pet Shop Boys' first single, West End Girls. The original single was released in April 1984. What's the difference, you ask? The original was produced by Bobby Orlando. It was a club hit here in the States, but they ended up breaking ties with Orlando and signed with EMI and re-recorded West End Girls. The re-release version went on to become a top 5 hit in 10 countries. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Ice Cube. We listened to Who's the Mac from his 1990 debut, America's Most Wanted. Nitzer Ebb gave us Let Your Body Learn from their 1987 release, That Total Age. Detroit's Was Not Was followed with their 12-inch remix of Out Come the Freaks from their self-titled debut. That also included a little mix of footage from the successful touchdown of NASA's Perseverance rover. In the background, you're listening to Evelyn Champagne King's remix version of her 1984 classic, Out of Control. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire. on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Joshua?
Strange game. The only winning move is not to play. How about a nice game of chess?
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon footprint of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, eight kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the